Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
They gave their fans the game they wanted. You know, they set themselves up. They caused us problems. They didn't. You know, they kept us out, and they kept themselves in the game. They had good substitutions to bring on at the end, bringing Richarlison on. You know, they've got lads there, Andre Gomez, who can cause us problems. And then it leads to 5 minutes at the end where you're just like, not only you're not thinking, oh God, we're not gonna snatch a goal to win it. We were like, oh shit, what happens? What then happens if we throw this away? Which I suppose is probably a crumb of comfort in some regard, but all the build-up was dead right on that. That was their fucking World Cup final. That was their big occasion. They got exactly what they wanted from that, and it was a 0-0 draw. It's something we should take from that, I guess.
Yeah, seeing some of the... Apparently there was a massive roar at the end. I mean, we couldn't hear it, but a massive roar at the 0-0, so that just says everything. And yeah. I suppose, again, it's... You said before, five out of the last six have been draws. It's not totally unexpected. And again, when it gets to the last down to the last few minutes and it is a draw, it's, God, I couldn't even imagine if we'd got beat there. Fuck me, that would have been the worst thing in the world. So, you know what, at the end of it, yeah, we got a draw. It's a point. It's not what we wanted. But again, they set out to frustrate us. They frustrated us. We didn't take our chances. And again, I just think we can think about this for ages. But actually, you know what, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
I know, listen, I feel quite positive. It's thinking back now of the game. And
you are a motivational speaker, though, so it's hardly surprising.
You're a motivational speaker who's been fucking blowing up, Andy. By comparison, it's
never
never
that bad. No, but you know what, I woke up this morning, and again, yeah, woke up, put my leg on, I think, fucking hell, who cares? It's not that bad. But I still feel positive. You do become frustrated when, again, you talk over the chances we missed and you think, oh, God, yeah, God, I forgot about that one. Oh, yeah, that one. And you think we should have won. But listen, it was a draw, and I'm trying to stay positive.
Yeah. I mean, there's no... Being positive or negative, ultimately, in the time between matches, if you're not going to be in front of the Liverpool players, has no great tangible impact. You know what I mean?
Crap, I am this week.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, keep your head on. But, you know, that always, it doesn't have a tangible impact, but it is that thing of, I personally agree. I don't see any sense in getting dead angry about it. I am wound up about it. I am. And I'm going to need to rationalise, and I will make a concerted effort to breathe a bit more and to try and see the positives and to try and see the positives in life. As much as footy as anything else, because you know they need to. Because I've got to live this shit. I can't go. I can't switch off to it. You know, none of us can. We're in it for the rest of the season. And if we weren't those kind of people, then if we were the kind of people who could switch off for it, I don't think we'd be bothered by it. But we do need to keep on it. The comment that, and I think, look, we have to address it because people have been saying it for weeks and weeks. There's a lad, Co-Command, on YouTube, and he said, it's fine, we're still 7 points ahead, chance to go 10 points clear. It's fine, we're still 5 points ahead. It's fine, we're still 3 points ahead. It's fine, we're still 1 point ahead. It's fine, we're just 1 point off. It's impossible to argue with that. You know what I mean? Really?
And no, should you try?
No.
Because it doesn't matter.
But when have we ever done it the easy way?
No.
Ever?
True enough. This is the thing. The big criticism here, because that is an absolutely unarguable thing. It's it's the opportunities that we've passed up are the big problem here, isn't it? Because you can drop points and you can lose things, and league titles can be won really tight. And if Liverpool can still go on and win it, of course they can. The problem is we don't know that they will. So you can't settle these nerves. There's no answer, there's no comeback to any of those things.
And if Co-Command knew what was going to happen, or I knew what was going to happen, we'd all get 10 team accumulators on the betting every weekend.
Yeah.
But we don't. It's football. No one knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You have an idea. It doesn't play out. every one of us will have how many points we think we're going to get, how we're going to get to those points, how many goals we're going to score. I've predicted score predictions every game for 10 years. I've got about 5, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The problem is,
I predict the starting 11, I get them wrong every week.
You know what this is, though? It's a list of arguments against people looking for the positives in things. It's like having this stock. It's reductive. I don't see the point of this. Like, it's ammunition used to beat people who were trying their best to enjoy the football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, wow, when you were wrong, I'm dead sorry I was wrong. I'm dead sorry that I thought things were better than they actually have turned out to be.
How dare you be happy?
How dare I look for secret? But no, and it's not blind. It's not delusion. Neither of these sides are, you know, these opposing toxic sides that seems to have developed in our fan base over this are right or wrong. And what I don't like is the online point scoring against people who are trying to say that it's fine, because look, you know, that could well be then we're 4 points off next week. Does it make you feel any better to think that way? Doesn't maybe if it does,
but what
fine.
Do they want? What do they ultimately want?
But Liverpool to fucking win every game and win the league. Which,
you
know,
using last season, Man City winning the league as a meter of success, aren't they? And they missed opportunities they're getting pissed off for, which is fine. But there's no debate anymore. There's like, it's either you or me, like you said before, it's black or white. So you can either be positive and think, well, what I said before, you could be 90 points, finish second. I'm kind of all right with that, but I'm not, because
Ross,
I want us to win the
nobody
league.
Nobody was ever won over to somebody's side of you by being called deluded, a dickhead, a nonce, a not real fan. All these fucking things I've seen bandied about from both sides. It's fucking Brexit. We've got Brexit in our own fan base. You know what I mean? You've got people who have become entrenched. It's neither extremely horrendously fucked, and neither is it absolutely fucking amazingly brilliant. But to be perfectly honest, and you've been saying this throughout, Andy, it is actually more the good side of things than the bad side of things, because we have never, this is as high up as we've been. That's definitely a positive, no matter which way we spin it. Even if Liverpool were to lose the remaining 9 games of the season, it would still represent progress. It just wouldn't feel like it, because the same way that a draw feels like a great result if you come from a goal down, but it feels like a shit one where you lose a
football. You know, if we had gone 10 points clear, does anyone really think that we would have kept that 10-point gap to the end of the season? No chance. It would have got chipped away at some point anyway. Yeah. So, all right, yeah, it's been chipped away a lot, and a lot quicker
better
than we
thought.
Better
for it to be chipped away with 9 games to go, giving us an opportunity to fight back, rather than have this death of 1,000 cuts where
imagine,
we fucking throw it away
to,
on the last
imagine
game
if we
of
got
season.
To 3 or 4 games left and we drew 3 of the last 4 games and ended up losing it like that. You know, we were never going to keep that 10-point gap. Do you know what I mean? There's 9 games to go. City is still fighting in the Champions League and the FA Cup. They're going to drop points as well.
Yeah. You know, the difference for me this season is, you know, when 2008-2009 happened, the next season it was done. And we had all the problems behind the team and all the ownership problems and Hicks and Gillette coming in and all that crap. And then 13-14, it felt like a one-off. This doesn't feel like a one-off. This is, you said it yesterday, they're all tied down to 5-year contracts. Yeah. This is the start of our cycle. The problem we've got is we've got another great team in the middle of their cycle at the same time, and it's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is the beginning of this side, and I think you've got to remember how far you've come to appreciate where you are. And just, I implore anybody to go back to 2010, 2011, 2012, and look at where we were and how far we've come since then.
Yeah,
and tell me that you can't be positive about where this side is right now.
Exactly,
and it does hurt that we're a point behind City. Yeah. It's always going to.
Yeah,
but remember where we are, where we came from. Man.
Yeah, we've got that. This is where football's got to exist in hope for me, is that provided it's still possible, it's still possible, and that's the thing. And there's so much pressure around it, and I just. The problem is what I'd love everyone to be able to draw a line under it and go, okay, well look, Liverpool have fucked that a little bit there. That chance, that comfort, that, you know, always being top, they fucked it. It's not fine. It's only fine if they pick themselves up and they go hard again between now and the end of the season. That's the only way it's fine. But I don't like this again. This list point scoring of what's your excuse this week? Well, I'm going to wait till next week till it goes tit up and remind you that your excuse for it was fucking wrong. It's baffling. It's an absolutely baffling mentality. No, what you said it earlier on, Chris. There's nothing wrong with being angry or upset or disappointed, having your feelings and your emotions on it. You're entitled to them. We all feel it. No one's happy that Liverpool aren't top of the league. No one. There's not a single person that's happy that Liverpool are no longer have the league in their own hands.
I think Barry and Ped probably.
Apart from Evertonians and Manx, you know what I mean? Like, and the rest of the football world, according to Twitter. I choose, you know, I'll always err on the positive. I'll always look for the potential stories and things. It's just how I am, you know, and I look at it. But the hope is, and that's all it is that at least it takes a bit of the, it does take the pressure off. Now, that's shit. I'd rather just have the pressure on. I would much rather Liverpool lead for the rest of the season, have all the pressure in the world on them, but stay top and win. Duh. But, you know, now that we are where we are, there's no sense in worrying about what's gone before. We've kind of got to look at what's in front of us. And if that just means that the pressure's now on Man City to fuck it up, because that's all the narrative's going to go now. The narrative will now spin towards Man City. They're on top, and the press will start to hype up their struggles. But they haven't. It's been brave, valiant Man City with their injuries fighting against Liverpool.
We said that yesterday, didn't we? When City, I know they are dominating their games, 70-80%, and winning 1-0. No one's saying, oh, you know, they only scored one this week. It was, yeah, they got a result there. If Liverpool win 1-0, it's, oof, you know. Yeah. So it's... Again, the narrative has now got to change, especially as we go down the season.
Be very interesting.
Comes from mainstream media, though, doesn't it? Because they need to sensationalise it to get a story out of it. So when you after the game yesterday and it was on, they're going, oh, City are in the league, and kind of, oh, fucking all right. But they're plumbing it all in your face, aren't they, to say?
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And that, look, again, it boils down to it. No one knows. I don't know how it's going to go. No one here knows how it's going to go. No one at home. You can say, so when people say, that's it, it's done, I keep reiterating this. I can't reiterate this anymore. It's definitely, that's a very black and white thing. It's definitely not done. Because it's not. Because no one's done it.
Because we haven't played 38 games.
Exactly. Listen, like a quarter of the season left.
We were watching the Istanbul final, where it was 2005, and you were going round, going, we can still do this. And I was very much of the, this is the shittest game of football I've ever seen. Liverpool have fucking bottled this and all that. And you're screaming in my face. And I don't know how you got me through it or whatever. But that's it. There's two types of people. Some get down, some get happy. Really? No one thought we were going to win apart from you, but it didn't make any difference whether you thought we were going to win or didn't, because you thinking we're going to win doesn't make the lads on the pitch score three and win Istanbul. It just doesn't. Yeah, it has no effect whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly, but nobody turned round to me and said, shut up, you cunt. No, I bet we went, oh, no, I don't think so. You know what I mean? But no, but this is the point, isn't it?
It's a lot harder in person, though, Paul.
No, exactly. I'm much bigger than most
people. I probably would have done on Twitter. Yeah, shut up, you prick.
Yeah, exactly.
Covering your head.
Yeah.
I was too pissed to form sentences in my head, to be honest. Yeah.
But that's the point, isn't it? I keep on pulling it back. It's not over. It's not done, because there's still games to be played. And I think there's twists left in this. And I said this, and I think you kind of alluded to it, Andy. If Liverpool are going to win the league, keep coming back. This has been my mantra all season. I think Liverpool will win the league, and I've thought it all season.
I
never felt we were going to win it comfortably. I always felt if Liverpool are going to do it, it's going to be the best league title win in the history of football ever. Yeah. And that's not us breaking points records. It's the best league win in Premier League history right now is the Sergio Aguero fucking last minute thing. And if Liverpool pip Man City to it by any means necessary, for me, that is the hardest one Premier League has ever been, because that's the best team that the Premier League probably ever.
Are you thinking cars tongue out, like?
Yeah, like someone's going to fucking, yeah, absolutely. We're talking penalty in the 90s.
But
again, penalty in the 90s.
You know, if you could not, I mean, let's just say you could pick, like, you've won the game, the league 5 games out. Me personally, I'd love to win it on the last game of the season on goal difference in a last minute own goal or something, you know what I mean? To win it on the last day would be, I'd enjoy that more than having it wrapped up 5 games to go.
That's how Liverpool are going to win it. It's going to be a straight shootout. It's going to be a goal difference shootout in the last game of the season. The team that wins by the most goals wins the... Something fucking stupid like that, like, you know what I mean? Because why not?
All my life, I'm 30 years of age. I've never seen us do anything easy. Anything.
We keep saying this. Our generation of Liverpool has done it the hardest possible way. Because that's what you're in and around our age group. That's what we've seen.
We have done one trophy easily.
2003,
and we forget about it
because no one talks about it. Everyone forgets we won the league
against Manchester fucking United, and no one ever talks about it because it was just easy.
Yeah, no, I've completely.
You see, agree. I don't even remember it.
I went to the League Cup final in 2000. We won the treble in 2001, by the way, if anyone's forgotten. I went to 2 of those 3 finals, and all 3 of those finals were fucking horrendous. We beat Birmingham City on penalties, with Jamie Carragher sticking a penalty in the top bin, by the way. Man hit it down the middle, and everyone knew he was going to miss it because Jamie Carragher was Jamie Carragher. What the fuck's he doing taking a penalty? He's got no skill at penalties. He's just going to tonk it, isn't he? And he put it top in, and we fucking beat them on penalties. We were a goal behind against Arsenal, and we came back and we beat them.
Late goals as
they
well.
They twatted us everywhere that day.
Who was it? Alaves. On show and boarded as well.
Yeah, and boarding them on the line for fun. Michael Owen fucking won, stole us an FA Cup. And then we played fucking Alaves. Who the fuck are Alaves? Never heard of them. 5-4. And we beat them with a golden goal, fucking extra time. Was it own goal in the end? Delphi Jelly, you fucking scored a fucking, you know what I mean? What the fuck? I was 17 years old in my prime, and I went straight home to bed after that because I was fucked. So look, that's our Liverpool.
He all stayed out in town, and he just went, I'm going to bed. And just went home, he comes out there.
I had no more left in me, I had nothing more to give that day. But no, that's the thing. But I get it, because this isn't our Liverpool, and the Liverpool that of a younger generation have seen nothing but Liverpool not even do that. They've seen us fall at the final hurdle. My last thing on this, and it's this expression that we put, I saw too many uses of the word bottle and variations thereof last night. It's not what bottling it for me, I think, needs redefining it, because is it bottling it to get to lose in a final? Is it more or less bottling it to lose in the third round of a cup of the FA Cup than it is to lose in the final of it? Because I think if you to truly bottle something, you've got to
We've bottled a couple of competitions this year.
Fucking hell, we bottled the FA Cup. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we got beat. Extended circles, all that kind of stuff.
But a Tottenham in the final. I don't know, it's about quarters or something. If Tottenham get to the final and they lose it, they'll bottle it. That's the narrative.
Yeah.
But they got to the fucking final. Yeah. We got to the final of the Champions League last season.
Provided Liverpool are competitive this season, provided we run it hard, then, and provided we continue to do that season and season, people can call it bottling or all they want. For me, I redefine bottling. Bottling is not getting anywhere near anything. And Liverpool are back in the habit of getting near things. And yes, you know, under Jurgen Klopp, we had, 3 cup finals. And we've lost them all. That's not bottling it for me. That's just getting to a final and losing a game of football. And at the minute, we're not bottling it. Bottling it would be finishing fourth or fifth for me. I'm not having it.
Bottling's a lazy argument, isn't it, for opposition fans to poke you with at some point. It's going to wind you up, like you said before. I think for a Liverpool fan saying you're bottling it, I think we'll... If you're saying that, then you're the bottler, in my opinion, because you're not used to being in a situation, which is fine. Yeah. Have a different opinion, which is fine, but don't go and say we bottled it, like you said before. It's over. We're 1 point behind with 9 games to go. Until it's mathematically impossible to win a league, then that's when you say
the two big things. You know, you say you're bottling it. Last season, Man City over 100 points, over 100 goals, the greatest team. I put on Twitter the other day, they're probably the most finely assembled football squad ever in world football, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So you're coming up against them, and forget that you've been 7 points clear or whatever. In March, you're 2 points behind them, this great, great team. How's that bottling it?
Yeah.
You've got to a point in March with 9 games to go, and you're right in the mix with it. Who can say you've bottled it?
Yeah.
Does anyone think we're underachieving this year?
No.
I think underachieving is bottling it.
Yeah.
I think I agree. Underachieving is bottling
it.
That's what
I'm saying. Slurs come from Spurs, Chelsea and Arsenal fans. You think it, or even Everton fans, you're going, well, that's your argument. Are we bottled it because we're second, a point behind City?
If Man City finish fourth this year, they've bottled it with the squad that they have.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You look at the team. Yeah, we've got a great first 11. Look on the bench. We spoke before about substitutions. We've not got this hundreds and hundreds of millions on the bench like City have.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So for what we're doing, we are definitely not bottling it.
Yeah, I mean, it's underachieving because of the possibility, isn't it? You know what I mean? But again, you've got to look at it in a wider sense and say Liverpool are punching above their weight. It's just dead annoying that once again in a season where we punch above our weight, this is someone else who's right up there with us. But again, you can't. We have no control of that. We have no control. No one has any control of Man City. UEFA don't have any fucking control of Man City. How can we have any control of Man City? Jesus Christ. So yeah, you're right. It's that. What the trick now, and it is just a trick, it's just an illusion of the mind, is stop talking about this, what we could have had.
Yeah.
Here's what you could have won. Is fucking pointless. It's like you're getting a fucking, open up, a Christmas day, you open up and you wanted a fucking PlayStation and you got a fucking Sega Saturn. There's no point crying about it. You've got a Sega Saturn. Just fucking enjoy the games that you got with it. Get over the fact that your mates have got a PlayStation. And that happened to a friend of mine. That's why it sticks in my head.
It happened to me. I was like, oh, not a PlayStation.
But yeah, this is the thing. It's not wrong to say that Liverpool have thrown away a lead at the top of the league. It's not wrong to say that, but it has no. If you're an opposition fan, fine, use that as ammunition all you want, and that's what you've got. That's what you've got to try and beat us with. Fine, good luck. There you go. Fucking have it. Go nuts. But if you're a Liverpool fan, you've got to. You've just got to fucking draw a line at it now and look forward and say, okay, that's done. This is the reality of where we are now.
It's a bit dramatic, but look, you know, I have my leg amputated every morning. I've got to wake up, put my leg on. If every morning I start a day and think, oh, imagine if I never joined the Marines and the what ifs, you're not going to get anywhere. You've just got to wake up in the morning and you've got to crack on.
Yeah.
And that's what they've got to do now. You know, we win the rest of our games. City will drop points. Do you know what I mean? We've just got to think it's back. It's not in our hands, but if we can win every game, we're giving ourselves the best possible chance. Yeah. It is pointless looking back.
Yeah.
And I genuinely still think we'll do it.
Yeah. I think too. I do too. And if nothing else, again, I want us to be competitive, and that's on the players now. You know, we need to get our heads back on. We need to pick our heads up off the floor, screw them back on, by any means necessary, and just look at what's left now. Because you know, there's 9 games of football in the league left. That is what it is. It's not a lot. That'll be gone before we know, and it'll be summer, and we'll all be lost in transfers, and then it'll start again. You know, there'll be a next season again before we know it. Yada yada. So yeah, that's the reality. It's on the players now. You know, the players have got to go, and the managers have got to figure out a way to get us back to winning ways again. And if they do that, then we've got every chance of winning. If they don't, then we won't deserve to win the league. That's the stone cold reality. Of it,
just,
really,
just Andy, just asking for a friend. Like, how much do you charge for one-on-one motivation?
that would be good, but yeah.
We'll keep Andy on tap between now and the end of the season.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.